Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
So, hey everyone, welcome to another Van Hack success case. Today I'm here with André. So, André, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Welcome, Jason. My name is André Pereira. I'm from Brazil. I'm a software developer with about 20 years of experience in software development, doing this in many languages like Java, C Sharp, Web, mobile. So I've been working since 1999, more or less, so a lot of years of experience. And now in this new journey, working for a Canadian company. Really awesome.
That's amazing, André. And why did you decide to look for a job abroad?
It's kind of an old dream. I've been always dreaming about to land a job in US or Canada. I live in there, studied in Canada for 2 years. So I love the country, I love the culture over there. It's really multicultural. So I got excited, right? After I complete the study, I returned to Brazil and then decide to apply for jobs and pursue this dream.
That's amazing. And how did your story with Van Hack started? How did you get to know us?
It got started when I was on Facebook. So I saw an ad from Ilya talking about Van Hack and the amazing job you guys were doing and hiring abroad, and then I got excited because I've never heard of a company like you helping people, really helping people to make their dreams come true. So I got excited. I registered right away. It was back in 2019. And then I got excited. I right away start recording the videos and submitting, doing the challenges, and started applying for jobs right away. So I got really excited about the company and the opportunity they were providing through the website. Really great.
That's amazing. And how was your job search before Van Hack?
It's hard to get the job abroad from Brazil, especially on the websites like LinkedIn or any other job posting that we have. It's hard because company, they basically don't trust people overseas, kind of their experience, etc. It's hard to get an interview. But with Van Hack, it was really easy. And Van Hack helped me a lot on this path. So I'm really glad for being part of this amazing family. So it was hard, and now it's really easy. Thanks to Van Hack.
That's amazing to hear. And André, how did we help you on your journey?
Yeah, with many tips, I participate on the classes with Ilya as well, and then he gave me invaluable tips for me improving my conversation, the way I was explaining my ideas with many interviews and materials on the Premium Academy. So I got a lot of help from different sources. From Hack, so it was really good to get it.
That's amazing. And let's talk about your interview process. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, the interview at the beginning, I was afraid of, like as any interview process, you get afraid of the questions, what are they going to ask you, but they are like, as I got prepared from Van Hack, they basically ask it the same question, personal question, technical question. So step by step, it was getting better and better, but it went through smoothly as I got prepared.
That's amazing. And speak of preparation, did you have a call with an interview advisor from VanHack before your interviews?
Yeah. I got a call from Georgie. Don't remember the name of the other interview, but mainly George helped me a lot on this path. He interviewed me first and gave me tips. So.
That's amazing. And do you think that the preparation before the interview helped you feel more confident?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was a water divisor, let's say, because I always get nervous when I jump into an interview because I don't know what to expect and don't know how to answer right away. So if I don't have time to formulate my answer, so generally get nervous on interviews. But in getting the tips and doing the practices from VanHack Academy helped me a lot to lower down this anxiety and participating on the interviews and get it and perform it really well.
That's amazing. And how was the feeling when you received the job offer?
Oh my God, it was amazing. I cried. I was watching Anilia. He was doing an online webinar. He was performing a webinar, and I was watching the webinar when George contacted me via email. I opened up the email, and at that moment, I communicate to Ilya on the chat. I said, I got hired. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. So I was really excited. I mean, it was like having my life changed in a really good way. I was expecting this for so many years. And I got the email from George. It was really like fantastic. I cannot express differently.
That's amazing to hear. And during your process looking for a job abroad, was there a time that you thought about giving up?
Yes, many times, because it's hard to get the interview. Even though we get into an interview, it's hard to pass the interview. There were many questions, like my age, my knowledge on certain technology, etc. So I got afraid, and as the time was passing, because I like joined VanHack in 2019, I believe it was middle June or July. So there was about 1 year that I was enrolled and nothing. Like I participated on some hiring fair, but I didn't get any offer. So I believe it's normal to get frustrated when we don't get the job that we dream about, but like we must to be persistent. We must to keep pursuing our dream. We must to believe that the perfect match will come true. It's just a matter of time. It's not going to be on the first interview, the first job, but the offer, I'm sure it will come. So I just have to wait and be a little bit patient and keep faith that I was able to get it. And then keep practicing a lot.
That's true. And I totally understand the frustration that we get when, you know, the offer doesn't happen when we are expecting. But just yes, like you said, you just have to keep going because the right offer will come, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We must be patient. We just need to keep working hard and never give up because the offer will come through. And now there are many companies that join VanHack. Opportunities are everywhere. So I'm sure that for everyone, there will be a door that will open. No, for sure, they will. also get hired and get received the dreamed job offer, as I got mine. Just a matter of wait to be patient for the right company at the right time.
That's amazing. And you are working remotely for the company, right? Waiting for your relocation process. How is life now?
Yes, excited and waiting. I am excited to be there, waiting the process to conclude. It's a slow process right now with the COVID. It takes time for to get the LMIA, to get all the approvals. I've been working remotely like for 8 years. I used to work remotely from my home. But it's different now because I got hired in a decent sized company. It's a huge company in Winnipeg. So I used to work for a startup. I'm participating more, I have more friends, collaborating more. So I'm really enjoying the process, learning new technologies, learning new things from different people. It's really amazing.
That's great to hear. And you were a member of our Premium Academy, right? What made you decide to join VanHack Academy?
Yes, I participated a few months on the academy. I really need to prepare more because I have such a problem with communication. So I really need to develop more the communication skills and like lower down anxiety and learn some steps that for me was crucial to learn from the academy. So I decided when I like was spending time and time searching for jobs and I didn't find and didn't know how to like behave in an interview, and I said, oh, it's time for try the academy and learn more and get tips, get the available advice from VanHack guys.
That's awesome. And did you use the profile review service from our academy?
Yes.
Do you think it made the difference on your profile on how to showcase your skills?
Yes, a lot. Because like we have our resume or profile set for the Brazilian market and kind of the priorities that we put first, things that we mention on the resume, like it's not appropriate for Canadian market. When I submit my profile for review, I got some feedback. I got the feedback and then I made the change. So my profile got more interesting for the companies that were looking for candidates. So it's really, really good feature.
Amazing. And if you could choose one thing that the Academy helped you improve, what would that be?
I'd say communication, because I'm a kind of ashamed person. Like, and then to help me with interviews and like, don't be afraid to speak, and even speaking wrongly, like just making sure that I'm understandable, that I can communicate properly. So it will really help on the interview and land the job of my dream.
Amazing. André, and if you could give some tips for the VanHackers who are looking to get hired abroad, what would you say to them?
I'd say keep going. Don't give up. Never. Because you will get your offer. It's just a matter of time for that company that is looking for you to be there, and keep practicing, never give up, never, never, ever. So I dreamed it for many years to get a job abroad and offer abroad and have this opportunity to relocate to Canada with a working permit. So don't give up. That doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter the time you have on certain technology. You just need to keep practicing and show up your skills. Practice, join all the possible channels that you can on Slack, on Hack, make questions, get answers from the team members you get. So get involved in all channels, be participant. But the key is never give up. The offer will come, I'm sure.
Yeah, those were amazing tips. André, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing your story with us.
You are welcome.
Us, we'll see you in Canada soon.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Van Hack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.